Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Can I be candid? I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you, and I'm worried about myself too, but I'm worried about you because of the challenges that we're facing in life these days. Now, I'm thinking not just about the last year, but maybe like the last 5 years or 10 years, and the amount of unhealthy things that have been pouring into our lives and that have been challenging us in so many ways. And specifically, what I'm worried about is that all of us seem to be at risk of losing our sense of self, losing a sense of our true identity and finding our way forward. And when we are at risk of losing our sense of our identity, we're at risk of losing a whole lot in our lives. Now, there's a sense in which having an open identity and some understanding that we grow and evolve over time is a really good thing. But there's also ways in which our identity seems to be under attack or under siege these days because of what we're going through. And so many of us find ourselves in a couple of spots. Some of us will still say that I'm secure because we know who we are and we feel good and we're pretty content with the way our life is playing out, enterprise aside. But then there's plenty of people who would say, yeah, I'm worried because I don't feel like I know who I am anymore. I feel like I've lost touch with my sense of self, and I'm not sure how to find my way back. And then there are some people that will say, I'm insecure. I don't know who I am anymore, and I've been lost for a long time, and there are parts of my life that I really don't like how they're going, and I really wish I could find my way back, but I don't even know how to start. So all of us can resonate, I think, with a sense of being able to say, I'm insecure, or I'm worried, or I'm secure. Now, these are some normal places to be, but of course we know that we are facing some extraordinary challenges in our world today. And specifically, there's this thing that's been happening over the last, you know, few years of our lives together, which is that we have more and more of these unhealthy things coming into our lives. And that's been true for humanity forever, practically. But in the last few years, there's been something different that's been happening to us and for us and around us, but we didn't ask for it. And there's these ways in which we've been challenged and our identity's been challenged because of the kinds of unhealthy things that are being pumped into our lives, whether we know it or not. And these things that are coming into our lives, they're really unhealthy because there are these things. They're things of mistrust, more shame, more guilt, more a sense of inferiority, so much isolation, stagnation, and despair. And when you look at these things, you might say to yourself, well, those aren't new. We've been facing those challenges, you know, like I mentioned, for a very long time. But what is different is that these particular unhealthy things coming into our lives, they match up with what is the root of our identity. The healthy things, the trust, autonomy, initiative, industry, intimacy, and that sense of generativity. Can we produce things? When we have a healthy sense of who we are, we have these things driving us. We have these things informing who we are and who we're becoming. But so much of this, the unhealthy, is coming into our lives. And in particular, the more unhealthy things we come into our lives, the less in touch with our identity we are. And the more of the healthy things we are, the more in touch we are with our identity. Now, the challenge is when you stop knowing who you are, you start believing and doing and saying things that you never thought you would. And that's why it's so important for us to understand our identity. And that's why it's so important for us to stay in touch with our identity. But the reality is, most of us don't wake up one day and go, oh, I'm going to lose sense of myself. Or, oh, I'm going to do something that's going to erode my life or destroy my life. Usually many of those decisions, as many preachers and teachers say, those decisions that we end up making that really ruin our lives, we make those decisions in a progression. and they get worse and worse until they get to the point where we are. But you know what's preceded many of those falls and many of those things that we don't want in our life when we start believing, doing, and saying things we never thought we'd say? A disconnect with our identity. A disconnect with knowing who we are and where we are. Because as we know, that when you have a compromised identity, that it leads us to believe, do, or say things that we never thought we would ever believe, do, or say. And when our identity is secure, we know that we are going to be the people that we want to be, and we are going to have the lives that God wants for us. Now, the reality is that we can find our way forward in life, but the question is, how do we continue to maintain our identity as the people that God wants us to be? How can we get those healthy things into our lives so that we can continue going forward as God wants us to? And there's three ways that we can do that, and I think the example that David gives us helps us. And the three things are this. We can place your trust in God, you can seek the role that God wants for you, and you can see yourself as God sees you. Now, to place your trust in God, that's the first way that we can put our identity in the hands in the way that God wants us to. When we place our trust in God, we put our trust in the place that is trustworthy. Because what happens is when we put our trust in things that fail us, we get a sense of mistrust. When we put our faith in things that are going to come up short, we get a building sense of mistrust. So instead of trusting the untrustworthy, we need to place our trust in our trustworthy God. Because that's where our trust really needs to lie, is with our trustworthy God. Now, this isn't to say that we simply can't trust anybody, but the ways in which our identity is formed and the ways in which our identity comes together in those healthy ways, we need to put our trust in God in those ways so that we can become the people that God wants us to be and have the lives that God wants for us. Another thing we can do is to seek the role that God wants you to play. How often do we find ourselves chasing after things because of the roles we play in our lives? Maybe you have found yourself doing things or saying things or believing things that you just can't believe because of a role you're trying to play. Now, there's a lot of things that we need to do in this season to get through and get on to the next phase. But there's also roles that we play that we don't need to play. I bet you, like me, have maybe tried to fix something that you're not supposed to fix. That's a role that you're not supposed to play. Or maybe in this season, you've tried to play the role of like chief happiness provider, and you've come up short on that, because that's not the role that God wants us to play. Well, when we're doing the things that God wants for us, when we're filling out that role in our lives that we're supposed to have, when we do those things, we get great energy back. We get great joy in doing them. We may get tired because people are people and we get physically tired, but when you wake up the next day, you're ready to do it all over again. Now, this could be a job-related thing, but this could also be how you approach life as well. So when we have the roles that God wants for us, we can know that our identity is going to be rooted in the healthy things because we'll be pursuing those things. And the last but not the least, and maybe even the most important, you need to see yourself as God sees you. When we can see ourselves as God sees us, our identity becomes rooted in all the ways that God wants it to be. When we see ourselves as God sees us, we see ourselves as beloved children of God. We see ourselves belonging to the family of God. We know that there's a place of intimacy, we know there's a place of connection, and we know there's that assurance that God is with us. And all those things, that helps us to see ourselves as God sees us, worthy of God's love. And when we can see ourselves as the way God sees us, we can see how secure we have been all along. That's the kind of security that God wants for us. God doesn't want us to be insecure. God wants us to be secure, and we have been secure all along the way. So am I worried? Yeah. But I also have hope. I have hope because God is there with us, helping us to be the people we want to be. I have hope because God is filling our identity, filling our very selves with all of those things that we need to be healthy and happy and faithful. I have hope because I believe, and I know you can believe too, that there is a God that we can trust with our identity, that there is a role that God wants us to play that can help us be the people that God wants us to be, and that we can, when we see ourselves as God sees us, we can know that we are secure and we have been secure in God's love all along. So even though there is so much struggle in our world and so much struggle to know our true selves, there's also great hope. There's great hope because God has given us the sense of who we are, because God has given us a sense of who God wants us to be. And when we can live into that sense of our identity, our true selves, we can be the people God wants us to be, and we can have the lives God wants for us. So let us trust in God. Let us live out the role that God has for us, and let us see ourselves as God sees us.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.